In his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis writes that as long as you are proud, you cannot know God. A proud man is always looking down on things and people. And of course, as long as you're looking down, you cannot see something that is above you. So the question is, do you spend more time looking down at others or looking up to see something that is above you? Well, I pray this meditation from Matthew chapter 23 will help you reflect on the importance of approaching life with a humble spirit and understanding the outcome of prideful living. And as you begin this meditation, allow any racing thoughts to now slow. Any restless agitations to become content. Your pulse and your breathing becoming relaxed as you begin to encounter God at loving rest within you, centering on this present moment of assurance with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Resting now in this divine moment, listen and respond to this reading from Galatians chapter 5, and as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, humble me. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. For you, my friend, are called for freedom. So Heavenly Father, humble me. Do not let your freedom become an opportunity for sinful nature, but rather, Heavenly Father, humble me. But through love, serve and seek the best for one another. And Heavenly Father, humble me. For a moment longer, rest in this divine presence, your body and soul postured in humility before God. Pride can be a powerful force of distraction, preventing you from being present in a useful way. One simple method to stay present and humble is called mental noting. This is the practice to calmly name, just as a whisper in your mind, what pride you are experiencing. For example, do you easily admit your faults? Or consider how easily do you talk about your feelings? Maybe when someone offends you, what's your reaction? Or do you ever feel better than other people? Well, take a moment now and just take note of any prideful feelings. So what prideful thoughts may be keeping you from encountering His presence or being guided now by the Holy Spirit? Don't be afraid by what comes to mind. Just simply note your thoughts. And as they arise, let them just fall away. And for this next minute, Continue in prayer as you whisper, Heavenly Father, humble me. Center now on the Holy Spirit transforming your mind and your motivations to become those of Christ. To center on the response of Christ to your pride. Is your mind being pulled from side to side? That's to be expected, but nothing to worry about. Just pause, breathe, and center back on being humbled in the presence of God. Take another minute now, in peace, as you whisper your centering prayer, Heavenly Father, humble me. And center too now on your breathing. Just bring your attention to each breath. Take several deep, slow breaths from your belly. Just be aware of each of them. Allow each deep belly breath to remind you how little control you have over the pace or the depth. Each unique breath is given by God. Your mind may drift, but feel no condemnation, recognizing that a wandering mind is part of growing spiritually. But I'll give you a minute now, and with each slow exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer, Heavenly Father, humble me. Continue now as you center on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from Matthew chapter 23, verse 11, and we'll begin in the New International Version. The greatest among you will be your servant. It's a short verse, but what truth did you hear? Listen once more and be mindful of what God is whispering to you in this passage. The greatest among you will be your servant. What in this second reading sounds new or fresh? We'll allow this next minute to be a time to be aware of God speaking to you. We'll listen once more, but now from a wider reading of that passage. But you shouldn't be called rabbi, for you have only one teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. And you shouldn't be called teacher, for you have one teacher, and he is the Messiah. The most important person among you will be your servant. People who lift themselves up will be made humble, and people who make themselves humble will be lifted up. What in this passage will stay with you? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and allow the Holy Spirit to center you. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen from the Christian Standard Bible. You are not to be called instructors either, because you have one instructor, the Messiah. And the greatest among you will be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So how did God challenge you in this reading? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to the humbling presence of God. In Mother Teresa's book, The Joy in Loving, A Guide to Daily Living, she shares a few ways we can practice humility. And as you listen to me read a few of them, pray for the Holy Spirit to awaken you. Holy Spirit, now come. Speak as little as possible of yourself. Mind your own business and not other people's affairs. Accept correction, insults, and injuries cheerfully. Accept being slighted, forgotten, and disliked. Pass over the mistakes of others. Be kind and gentle, even under provocation. And always choose the hardest path. For this next minute, ponder those areas of your life that you put yourself above others. And for this minute, let the Holy Spirit transform your heart in this time of meditation as you look to God above you. Center once more now on your breathing. And now slowly open your eyes to the presence of God above. I pray by the Spirit that you feel more humble than when we began, more modest and drawn first to the needs of those around you. And as you walk along and encounter others, rather than looking down at them, look up to God. And consider how he might use you to remind others that all of us are created by him. But for now, let me pray this closing benediction for you to remember that the greatest among you will be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. So may you live a life as humble as Christ, guided by the Holy Spirit, and encounter the glory of the Holy Father above you, now and always. And Lord God, hear our prayer. Amen.